Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. with the Triple E's segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. My next guest on the show is Reverend Vanessa G. She is an intuitive coach and an awesome mother of two boys and a domestic violence survivor. Wow. In addition to that, Reverend G is a life coach. She has been working in the healing realm for over a decade. She works to empower people that have awakened and are looking to be more authentic and accountable for their soul growth. I really, really like that. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here today. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to stop by. So we're going to dig right in. Intuitive, what is that?
Intuitive, we all have it. We're all able to be intuitive. It's that gut feeling you get when you're around new people. It's that second-guessing yourself, and you don't listen to that, oh, I shouldn't do this, or I should do this. We are all intuitive, and that's what I call your gut, is just listening to your gut.
Okay. All right. In addition to that, then, how long have you been doing this, and how did you know?
I knew ever since I was little that I always could feel things. I was very empathetic towards people and situations, but I've been doing this for about 10 years now. It's a long, long process of learning, a lot of reading, and a lot of personal growth on my own to learn who I am so I can help people.
Oh, absolutely. So walk me through a session with a client.
A session, somebody can come to me, and it usually is about an hour. It's not like a sit-down face-to-face. I have somebody lay down on the massage table. They relax, music, I relax. So when somebody's able to relax, I'm able to relax, and whatever messages come through, I relay them to them. We sit and we talk about things that I might get. And then I do my energy work, which could be considered Reiki or any other form of healing in that realm.
Okay. So educate me. What's the difference between a psychic reading and a person can get in a intuitive life coaching session?
Well, when you go to see a psychic or a medium, you're pretty much sitting down doing that face-to-face. You come in with just questions. Oh, am I going to get that job? Am I going to do this? Am I going to meet Mr. Right? Am I going to move away? Am I going to get the house? With somebody who comes to me is more open to say, you know what? Why am I not getting that house? What am I doing blocking myself? Why am I not getting in the right relationships? What am I screwing up? So those sessions, people are more open to fixing and looking more inward to be better and get the good stuff on the outside.
Okay. So 2019, you call the year of being held accountable. I love that phrase. Held accountable, being authentic for soul growth. Can you elaborate on this? I love that phrase, soul growth.
Well, I think as we're all coming into the age of social media now, where it's really like social media is number one, we're not really held accountable because we're giving these fake images and fake stories of who we are, but nobody really knows who you are inside. So I'm saying being held accountable so then everybody can just realize, you know what, this is me, and I'm okay with not having that face full of makeup. I'm okay not having that purse. I'm okay with me, and I'm holding myself accountable. I'm around people that hold me accountable to my goals, my aspirations, and that part of you that we kind of keep hidden from the world. We're starting to be accountable for that too.
Okay. That's a fantastic, fantastic answer and very informative. So you were raised on and off again in a domestic violence household.
Yes, I was.
Did that help your growth as a person with these kinds of gifts? Because you truly have a gift.
In my years of learning how to hone more of my skill of listening and receiving messages from wherever they come from, they always say that you have to go through extreme trauma as a child. Extreme trauma as a child, you're put in situations where you're heightened awareness at all times. You're always on guard. You're always worried about things. And you're severely empathetic. So being raised in a household like that on and off again, I always had to assess my situations before I even walked into the room. I had to assess how my mom was, assess what was I going to come home to after school. So I was always learning, which I never realized as a child. I was learning then how to read people and read situations and read feelings.
Okay. And before we end, I got to give a shout out to my good friend, Doc Perryman, and you can too, Pastor, because
hey,
now, yeah, she remembers who you are, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. After your very own traumatic relationship, you went deep into, and I love this, another word, conscientiously deprogramming of everything about you. What is conscientiously deprogramming? And I'm not going to say that again.
I know, it's hard. I probably can't even say
right.
What he did. But what it means is we are born to a mom and dad. And we are told you have to be this way. You are religion. You are this color. And now you are this sexuality. And now we're learning to deprogram ourselves. You know what? I'm not this person. I'm not that religion. I'm not low income. I'm not high income. I'm this. Mm-hmm. So we're deprogramming all those things that were kind of taught to us and learned, and those things that have been ingrained in us, that when we step outside of that, we feel shame and fearful. But if you consciously do it and deprogram and try to figure out, you know what? Why does it hurt so much? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? So when you do it all, it's really actually amazing, because then you're free. You're mm-hmm. free of all restraint of anything.
Wow. Wow. That is so compelling. And just the way you present it, I mean, I can really feel the impact of your experience and how you have transcended that to help empower other people to make and productive and significant changes in their lives.
It's not an easy thing.
No, without a doubt. It's something you work on every day.
It's you stripping yourself down to the bare bones and rebuilding the person that you want to be.
Mm-hmm. So what can a person do daily to just start the process of waking up?
The most easiest thing and the most hardest thing.
Probably get out of bed.
Partly, yes. Mm-hmm. But is just listening or being quiet, not having responses to something everybody says, listening to what somebody's actually saying to you, going home and not listening to the radio, turning your phone off. Quiet is the number one thing to actually just feel and bring your emotions down, relax. Being quiet and listening is one of the most amazing things. If you can actually quiet yourself enough, which a lot of people can't because they have something to say at all times,
mm-hmm.
you know what? That can change a lot.
Right. So let me go to, if you don't mind me asking, you said you were also affected in your own personal relationship
mm-hmm.
By domestic violence. So that young lady or the woman or that's in this relationship now that is very toxic and, like you said, domestically violently filled, okay, what advice would you give her and how did you break the chains? Because, you know, how many times did you say no and you went back,
mm-hmm.
no and you went back? So, you know, just give me a quick answer or some a take on where were you at and how did you get out and the steps you took?
I had to have the situation end with me at the bottom of the stairs, passed out. So for anybody who's in a situation like that, you can get out. There is help. There are people. But you need to find it enough in yourself to say, I'm good enough, and I do want to live. I don't deserve this.
Absolutely.
I don't deserve to be checked up on. I don't deserve to be hit. I don't deserve to be yelled at. You have to find enough strength in yourself to finally say no more.
So was it gradual or did it, you know how it starts and I'm sorry, I won't do it again, you know, and ladies and gentlemen, this is so heartfelt. I can see her emotions and tears come into her eyes. I can really feel the pain you've gone through. But going back to the question, was it like, you know, the first time, I promise it won't happen again, I won't hit you. Walk us through those steps. And then how did it just get to the point where it was just out of control?
It was the most slightest things of just slowly nitpicking and pulling apart at what I was before. And it just escalated. And I have two kids, so it was always, I have to think of the kids. And I wasn't thinking of the kids in the right mm-hmm. perspective. I needed to really pull back and... But the hardest part was pulling away. And you can't do that mm-hmm. as a woman singly trying to work. It's a very hard thing. You have to find a good people around you and people that actually care, mm-hmm. not fake people.
How many years were you in that relationship?
On and off for 4 years.
Wow. Way, Wow. So let me ask you, and I'm just touched. Tell me a little bit about your background in terms of where you grew up, education, where you went to school, and et cetera.
I graduated from Schenectady High School back in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
When music was good.
Yeah.
when we could actually dance to stuff.
New Jack Swing, all of that stuff, right.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And I've lived around the Capital Region. I'm going to be 40 next month. So.
Bless your heart.
I've made it so far.
Yes.
Jeez, I don't know how I did it. But I've lived in L.A. I've worked in the movie
industry. 25 is the new 40 because you look 25.
All right, keep layering that cream on my face.
Okay. All right. I'll let you say that. I won't. Okay. So then let me ask you this then. What could or who could benefit from your services?
I think anybody who wants to go outside that box, who's ready to say, you know what, I want to look and see if I really can do what I want to do, or have somebody to bounce ideas off of and really slow themselves down enough to maybe listen to themselves so they don't have to come see a life coach worry about those things. They can start listening to the gut on their own.
Okay. One last question before we close out. Where do you see Pastor Vanessa G in 3 years with your practice and where you're going now?
You know what? I have tried to put that image in my head. And I just leave it up to the universe.
Okay.
Because no matter what, it's where I'm supposed to be.
Well said. That's like I say when people say, what's your next goals? I say to them, I don't know what my next goal is, but I can tell you what my next goal won't be. Mm-hmm. And that is not to get in the game and make a difference.
Yep.
You know, now I don't know where God is going to lead me to, but I know what I'm going to do. Yeah, but I'm ready for it. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, then. So how do people reach out to you if they need to get a hold to you?
They can reach me at deprogrammingself@gmail.com, or you can reach me through Vanessa G on Facebook. And you can also leave me a message on my phone number of 518-603-4787. You can reach me that way. Doesn't matter. I'm open to it all.
Great. Well, listen, I thank you. The station, WOOC 105.3 FM, Troy, New York, thanks you. And don't be a stranger.
I will not be. Thank you very much.
We appreciate that. Until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's, education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.